I just want to go in there and like...
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy.
I am the message. Save your generation.
You are now listening to Save Your Generation on the Bill Radio Network.
Well, it is once again Friday night, so you know what that means. The time is now 8 p.m. on the eastern side, so that means it's time for Save Your Generation on the Revere Radio Network. And tonight, I sound like an announcer, but the excitement in my heart cannot be contained through my voice.
Or can it?
Maybe it cannot. You will never know. But why am I excited for tonight? Lindsay, do you know why I'm excited?
Well, it could be... I mean, I know it could be two reasons. The first one probably being that you can talk to me right now with great ease.
With magnificent ease.
Due to our new equipment that we were able to get.
Wow. Obtaining a new mixer. That was like... probably the best thing that's happened to the show, and I don't even know.
Since it started.
Probably since you had the idea that I should do a show. And then I had the idea that you should, if I'm going to do a show, then you're going to have to be my co-host, because I'm not doing it myself.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, well, that's what you got yourself into. You think it's a good idea to do a show? Well, here it goes. Well, everyone, so here it is. The all-new Savior Generation now, without the hardcore mic passing. Now it's just, you know... it's a two-man combo. Well, that sounds... never mind. But we're about to have a two-man combo, technically.
Joining us.
Joining us soon.
Which is the, probably the second reason that you're so excited.
That
I
is
am,
the
too.
Second reason. This
I'm
is going to
be nervous,
a very enjoyable
I'm excited.
Interview.
We're about to interview this awesome band called Some Girls.
Well, let's just tell the people about the show, first of all. Let's just do that. Get that out of the way. This is Save Your Generation. It's Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to this every night on revereradio.net or revereradionetwork.com. You can also check us out at tiredofbeingalive.com. You can also find us over at ipodnetworks.com. And this show is on every Friday at 8 o'clock. You should be tuning in, and you should be hearing the guests that we have on, like the guest that you're about to hear soon, which is, you know, on Save Your Generation, we love to stress art and music, as well as information and education. And, you know, there are people who educate and inform through their art, through their music. And those are the type of people that we like to have, you know. There's a lot of great researchers and things like that. But you got to also, you know, appreciate and, you know...
understand.
Exactly. The people who are doing the same thing, the same type of research and the same type of informing through their art. So we're going to speak with two men who are doing that, have done that in the past, have done lots of projects, many, too many to name and go through right now, and they are Wes and Justin of the band Some Girls. And you can check out their new album. We're going to play a couple tracks off of it tonight. It's called Heaven's Pregnant Teens. It was just released on Epitaph Records. They are on tour right now, doing an entire U.S. tour in support of that record. And I suggest you go check them out, because I did, and they were absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we caught them in Connecticut a couple weeks ago. We really lucked out. And, you know, when you go to a show... go up and talk to the people. You don't need to call people's publicists. You don't need to try and like make connections. You go right to like the source, because that's how you...
well, that's... these people, most people don't know that so many people are just very approachable. And, you know, they're not standoffish, people might say.
But
you know,
I also...
you might have read on a message board that some person was an asshole, but have you ever just walked up to them and said hi and introduced yourself and started talking? Because maybe that person's
not
such an asshole.
Yeah. Are you more comfortable sitting behind your keyboard and, you know, talking shit about your man crush?
Huh? All right. Well, On that note, what else is really going on? We're going to play a lot of songs tonight, too. Some songs from some girls, some old, maybe some new, maybe some in between, maybe some of their past bands. Like I said, both of these guys, if you aren't familiar with either one of them, they've done a lot of past bands as well. Some Girls isn't the first one that they've done. So there's a whole catalog of stuff that could be played tonight. So, you know, just stay tuned. And like I said, if this is your first time tuning in, you're going to enjoy it. So stick around, and hopefully you'll become somebody who tunes in every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Riviera Radio Network.
And I think right now we might break you in with some girls to get you ready for the night. So enjoy.
What's up, Strength?
Nothing. What's up, Low End?
Nothing.
What's up, Sticks?
Nothing.
What the hell is going on with you people? Are you on drugs?
No.
No.
Huh?
No.
With all the nicknames?
No.
What are those drug nicknames?
Welcome back, everybody. New episode of Save Your Generation. That was I Need Drugs by Some Girls. That's off of the DNA Will Have Its Say EP. Came out on 31G Records, a label owned by one of the people we'll be interviewing tonight, Mr. Justin Pearson, which I'm so excited. He was also in this band called The Locust, too. I used to like when I was...
Wait, what's The Locust do?
The Locust do?
Is that what you just said?
No, like I said The Locust.
Oh, you said The Locust, too. Sound like you said...
I said probably as well. I meant in addition, not Locust 2.
All right, I'm just making sure here.
2 as in addition.
Yes, 31G Records. That's an absolutely brilliant label. You probably already know all the bands that are on there, even if you don't know what 31G is. But if you don't know, go to 31G.com, and you need to spell that out, like 3, you know, the number, and 1, you got to spell them, so you got to know how to spell 31G.com, and check out some of the bands he's got on there. And
check out Cattle Decapitation.
Or check out, you know, Unbroken. That's one band that I love a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Fond to my heart. I'm going to nerd everyone out right now and tell everybody my old AIM screen name, because I was so obsessed with Unbroken. It was A Kiss of Steel. And anybody who listens to Unbroken knows what that means. I'm not going to tell anyone.
Pretty cool. Well, guess what? I gave my friend a screen name once from Cattle Decapitation.
Whoa.
Isn't
I guess
cool?
We're two real nerds,
wow.
I guess.
She still has guess that really name to this day. Beaten Bludgeoned. I am her.
All right. That's enough banter for now. Why don't we play some songs from 31G and just...
Let's let people know, you know...
Give a little
what kind
sampling.
Of stuff they could... Yeah.
Exactly. Show
it's
them
awesome
what
label.
They need to pick up. There's so much. There's, you know, awesome stuff that you can't find anymore. Stuff that's been out of press for years. Stuff that amazing bands like Cattle
stuff
Decapitation,
like, yeah.
Unbroken.
Yeah.
Stuff that was repressed on 31G that thankfully, you know,
someone
now we have a way to
pick
get it
up.
Exactly. Exactly. These are things that...
And there's,
you know,
variation,
there's so many stuff
in this
like
label, too. This isn't just like a hardcore label. It's got a lot of everything. And I don't know if you guys are interested in noise or any kind of electronic. They have a lot of that kind of stuff. They got the grind. They got the old Locust stuff.
Whatever you want to call it, it's just a whole plethora of different types of things. There's something for everyone. And what you do is you go to 31G.com, you pick something up. But what we're going to do right now is play, I don't know, a whole bunch of songs, so you can get a different kind of a feel, kind of a tasting, you know, like a little buffet, a sampling of all the things that they have to offer. Speaking of sampling, 31G also has a sampler that you can pick up, so, you know, It's got 33 songs. So, you know, that's another way to just, you know, figure out what you like. There's something for everyone. You gotta like something on there and support independent music. Don't support the bands that are millionaire billionaires who don't need your support. Who, I mean, I think you've seen them on Cribs. Do you think that they really need your help? You know? So let's support the little guys out there, the people who are working hard, struggling to have an alternative for us, so we don't have to only listen to what's being jammed down our throat, the stuff that with no meaning, with no real heart.
And it's horrible, because I have to listen to that kind of stuff at work, because I work with people who listen to the radio. So I mean, there's no saving it, but at the same time, if we could just educate everyone, we could be listening to such better music in public places.
Seriously, that's the worst. Public places, the stuff that's played is unbearable.
You can't change it. You have to just suffer.
Yeah, that sucks. All right, let's not make them suffer any longer with our banter.
Yeah.
There's some sweet records. Head over to 31G.com. That's
TREEONEG.com.
350-125, go!
Site on the internet, revereradio.net. Step into our world.
They get into Terror Storm alone because they're afraid of it. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. And I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. Revere Radio. Revere Radio.
Not for fronting ass niggas.
Revere Radio is not intended for fronting ass crackers either.
I was down the street, a Brampton when I
machine gun ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rail. I feel the sound of the pizza. Another one bites the dust. Another one.
Reject Satan and all his evils?
Sure.
Tonight, I have to say that this has been my favorite edition of Save Your Generation musically. What you just heard was some select gems from the 31G catalog out of our collection. You definitely heard a cover.
Swing Kids.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Great Joy Division cover.
Warsaw. That's
probably, I'd have to say, the best Joy Division cover I've ever heard, and I've heard some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
In my day, I mean, Nine Inch Nails, Trent tried it. He was, you know, decent, but
yeah.
I think that Swing Kids one definitely beat that.
Yeah, it beats it hands down.
For reals.
Then you heard Cloned for Carry On by Cattle Decapitation. Wow, they're a great band, and I know Jarrett can appreciate the lyrics to that song, and you probably can too if you go over to the blog and read it, because you know we put all the lyrics in our blog.
RevereRadioNetwork.com. RevereRadio.net. Go to scroll down at the bottom, the Save Your Generation blog. The lyrics are what's important to me, so I post all the lyrics in there. Go check them out, and definitely that Clone for Carry On, because you know, if you know anything about what's going on right now, they're actually using cloned meat. So go research that. That's something that'll blow your mind. Like,
I'm thinking you're going to be hearing some more Cattle Decapitation in the near future.
I think so too. Definitely. All right, what was next? Oh, another good, very, very good cover. Probably the best cover of a song that I've ever heard. No, seriously, that was Get Hustle.
Yeah, I'm not
with
laughing.
Am I being... No. I mean, it's funny because it's true, and you know...
It's not even funny, but I'm laughing anyway.
It's not laughing anyway, but I mean, it's funny, like, because the amount of people that haven't heard it and should, you know what I mean? The amount of people that should have heard all of these bands and all of these things. I shouldn't even tell you who these bands are. You should already know. You should have already heard this. But, you know, but because the mainstream media is going to feed you the one type of thing all the time, just like if it's a news program, it's the same thing with, like, music. You're just going to get the same recycled crap.
Yeah, loop.
Exactly, and you're not going to get anything real. You're not going to get anything that is at all anything resembling truth or genuine.
Anything genuine, realistic, or beautiful, or anything that is intelligent, let's just say.
And that's why I think people in this, what is known as the truth community, you know, are going to appreciate, hopefully, our understanding why we think that the music, combined with the political and everything else that we talk about on a network like this, is important.
Yeah, and then after that song, the cover of Queen, which, you know, funnily enough, I heard that song today driving down the road, and I thought how appropriate it would be. Just not the Queen version, because I thought that might kind of get us made fun of a little bit. But there was another song after that, I know.
And, like, Queen's not on 31G, dude.
Obviously, I'm just saying, I wasn't even really thinking about 31G. I'm talking about hearing the song, thinking how it would pertain. So, like, you know, luckily, there's an alternate to the Queen version. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's like a coincidence.
Yeah, like a coincidence that you love to obsess about.
Weird. Well, what was after that? And that was, I think I know, Unbroken. I don't know.
Your ultimate favorite forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Probably, I'd say. With Crushed on You, that's a great song. Check out the lyrics for all that over at revereradio.net. And while you're over at revereradio.net, if you like what you hear and if you think the show is decent, if you, you know, want to help out, because it is listener-sponsored radio, and every month, you know, this is how we stay on the air. So go over there and give a donation, even if it's $1, because that's how you help us stay on the air. And you go over to 31G.com and you buy some records, and that helps my mans. So, you know, that's what you got to do. I think right now we are ready to roll.
Yeah, I think I'm all set up.
Cool. We're going to do this interview right now. Do you want to play a song first?
Yeah, I think I know exactly what we're going to play. We're going to play You'll Be Happier with Lower Standards.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, it's off of Heaven's Pregnant Teens, the new album by Some Girls.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Everyone should pick that up. The LP, it's got a very nice layout. You should check it out.
The lyrics of the song are cool, too.
All right, and after the song, we'll be joined with Wes and Justin from Some Girls, so stay tuned. It is truly an honor that these two gentlemen have taken the time out of their very, very busy lives on tour to, speak with us and, give us their opinions on some things. But,
they just wrapped up a tour with Converge, I know, and, also, I know you can check out all their tour dates on myspace.com/somegirls and see when they're coming and playing near you. So you guys can go out and check them out, because seeing them live is awesome. I know we've seen them a couple times now. I always have fun watching them play. And
I don't like to see a lot of bands live. I am one of those jaded people that just can't be in confined spaces like that anymore. But, I really enjoyed myself seeing Some Girls and seeing Converge as always, but they were extra special tonight. I'm so happy that they're gonna
take the
time out.
Yeah.
And
I hope everyone knows how, this is, I don't know, I think this is gonna be a little different than any other kind of interview you've probably ever heard them do if you're a fan of theirs. If not, you guys are gonna be pretty impressed.
Alright, let's play the song and let's go see Wes and Justin.
Yeah.
And this is You'll Be Happier with Lower Standards by Some Girls.
Very special edition of Save a Generation on the Revere Radio Network. We're in Revere, Massachusetts right now with our friends, Some Girls.
The Redcoats are coming.
Yes, the Redcoats are coming. Lobster Backs. And we're here with, who are we here with?
My name is Wes. I'm in Some Girls. Vocal tracks.
I'm JP. I'm in the band as well.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hi.
Well, we're here because, we here at Save a Generation, we like to meld together the artistic and the political, because the personal is political and everything is the blanket. It's all the same. So while you guys aren't technically like a political band, you guys, through the music that I feel and the lyrics that I read, there is unification in the thoughts that we have, as well as the art that you guys are giving out. And I think you guys are pretty funny. I don't know if you guys mean to be, but I find a lot of humor in the lyrics, and I like to see you guys play. So I think it's pretty funny. So I wanted to ask you guys,
can you elaborate on the funny?
I would actually say it was more satirical than funny, and I would even argue that it is political in that sense.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I just like to watch you guys mess with other people's ideas of what they're coming to see. Some Girls, and I think they have a preconceived notion. And
what?
Of you guys sounding like your other bands, maybe. And they're the same right. type of people that would come and are trying to F with people. And
there's no way that one band could sound like our other bands, though. It'd be we'd be a jam band.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the preconceived notions would be from, like, moronic, like, faux, like, fraudulent musical fans.
It's funny, kind of like 9/11 was funny.
Or was it funny?
Or was it?
Dun, dun, funny. Dun, not funny, haha. Dun, yeah. It's funny not... makes you think. So I was gonna say, I was gonna ask your opinion, because I know you do 3-1-G, and I'm wondering what your guys' opinion is of file sharing and people burning and listening, or I just wanted your opinion.
I've never file shared in my life, and I can't stop you guys, but it's a drag to fork out a lot of cash. I live below poverty level, and it sucks for me. And I will pay for a recording, and then everyone can just have it for free, and it's like, thanks. Cool. I can't eat food today, and I can't put gas in my car, but there's not much I can do about it, so fuck it, you know?
I have... It's free. It's free radio,
right?
It's
the worldwide home of free speech. You can say anything you want.
You can say...
It's totally uncensored.
So, I have, like, guilty of downloading music. And it's like, everything's circumstantial, everything in the world. And it's like, I'll download a song or something, and then like, I am one of those few people who buy it. I don't like think the majority of people who download music do buy things they steal. And then like at the same time, if I like check something out and I'm like not into it, it's like, okay, thank you for letting me becoming aware that I don't want to buy that. So
exactly. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I downloaded the new album first. Because I wanted to hear it, but then as soon as I did, I went and actually bought it. And I don't buy records ever. I'd never buy anything, you know what I mean? But when you do hear it and, you know, it's something that you're actually into, then of course you're going to want to go support the band. But the people who don't and they say that they're really supporting the band just because they listen to it are complete hypocrites. And they're the type of people that I just don't get along with.
I get kind of bummed out by the email saying, hey, can I have the lyrics to your album? And the thing is, the lyrics are in all of the albums.
Exactly.
And so I'm like, all right,
you know,
that's cool. That
part
happens
of the
quite
why
often.
You buy it to look at the
yeah,
lyrics.
I think it's like, again, I think everything's circumstantial. And if you're like, if you run a label and you're putting it out, it is like a drag. But if you're like, if you are detached from it and are just generally curious to what a band might sound like, it does make sense. But stealing a whole album is like, it's like, how much do you care really, you know?
And I'm not putting out Justin Timberlake. I'm putting out Orthrealm, you know? And like,
exactly.
That, I can't even sell 1,000 copies of a band that should be winning Grammys. There's something's wrong. But don't get me wrong. Do whatever you guys want. You know, world, download my record label's stuff. I don't care. We're sinking anyhow. It doesn't matter. The whole industry is. I mean, we don't see royalty checks. And our recording budget is, like, cut in half, you know, from first album to second album when it should be doubled. You know, it's like, all right, well, let's just throw in the towel.
And, like, I think I also think, like, as a person who doesn't have money invested in albums I'm on, I'm also akin to liking the fact that there's just other people who like have heard things I've done who didn't buy it, and it's like, I'm gonna quote my friend Chris Palko, aka Cage, I got 1,000,000 downloads, fuck a plaque. And like, I think that's kinda cool, you know, like, at the same time that many people have heard you. So
no, I think it's important to get you guys' point of view, just because so many people basically live their musical lives by the internet and downloading. And I think it is important to especially support people who aren't Interscope, who aren't, you know, Sony, BMG, you know. And I don't know, I just thought that was like a good question to start off with you guys. And I also wanted to ask you guys a little bit about yourselves, like personally, where you guys grew up and what religion you guys were raised, if any.
I'm a military brat, so I moved every year to two and a half years of my life. My father is from Massachusetts, my mom was Southern Belle, so I grew up Presbyterian. And I made a conscious decision as a human post-baptism to stop going to church around age 11, 12, and have suffered family consequences ever since. For the better, I think, and that's that.
I grew up in Phoenix, white trash, no religion. I moved to San Diego and lucked out and started playing music, and that's it.
All right. Well, I was going to ask about some of the religious imagery on the newest album. Sure. Like, I've read a lot of interviews. I know Wes writes the lyrics. The album's called Heaven's Pregnant Teens, which is actually, is it your first full-length release? It is. So, officially. All right, and it's a phenomenal album, and
download it.
You should download it. Yeah.
My soul sick name is.
what I was gonna ask was, is it a fascination, Wes, that you have with religious iconography, or is it just like that it's kind of subversive? Like the cover of the album, I just want to tell everyone.
It's not subversive at all. The cover of the album, I would say, if anything, it's my fascination with the world's fascination with religion.
Is it blatant? It's more blatant than subversive. It's just it's obvious.
Like, yeah, like I think the we went through a few potential like artwork ideas, and they were like kind of like subliminal or like, oh, you gotta think about this. And like, yeah, fuck this, man. Like just put like this like pregnant ass nun on the cover, and like have it be blatant and call the record have his pregnant scenes. So let's get to the point and like.
Yeah. Like makeups, like yeah. I just was kind of fascinated by it, just as I have my own. I was raised Catholic, so I have my own, like, not issues, I guess, but fascinations with the rosaries and stuff like that. So I was just curious about that. Like, I didn't know if your childhoods had some kind of effect on that, or if it was just...
Of course. I mean, I can say, for me, for certain, a major milestone in my life musically was being, like, you know, since I was, like, 5 or 6, the first time I saw MTV, like, was like hooked, like it was like all I cared about. I was like, when I would get in trouble, I wasn't allowed to watch MTV, I wasn't allowed to listen to music, my parents would take tapes from me,
really,
and whatever, like, you know, it's like typical punishments. But let me think of how I want to say this. You know, like when so the years go by, I was like, god, it must have been like 10, 11. There was this after church special about satanic music. There was physical quotes. And I went to it. My mom really wanted me to see it. It was like at her church. It was on like, you know, not a typical church day. And like an after special thing. And it was this documentary, which is available now. And I've tried to buy it, but it's like 50, 60 bucks. I forget, I can't recall the title, but I would love to see it now because I'm assuming it's...
Is it they sold their souls for rock and roll?
I don't think that's
cause
it.
Because I've seen something.
I know there's two issues of it. Anyway, like, it's insane. And like, in this documentary, they were like talking about how like Whitney Houston was satanic because on her like first, like not her first LP, I think it was her second LP, she had like two buttons of her flies unbuttoned, and they were satanic because of that. And so like everything I was into, I was told it was satanic, and like completely freaked me out because it was like ridiculous. I was like, you're like, at this age, I'm like not really digging Whitney Houston, but for like this dude to tell me I'm like that she's satanic, and then to like go on and tell me other things I was into, like Metallica or like whatever, like fucking jerk off hair band at the time was satanic, or like Beastie Boys was satanic. I was like, this is ridiculous, and that's like, that was like stage one of denial for me, and like it's just been like a you know, this like trudging like staircase ever since of denial. So, you know, it's all like imagery with Christianity, isn't?
Yeah, well, the entire idea of Christianity, even though, you know, in the Bible, one of the Ten Commandments is do not create any kind of false image, or like, you know, and that's basically what religion is just a bunch of imagery to I think get people further away from any kind of like high, I don't know, yeah, regardless if you believe like in higher power or not, it's get you away from it.
Right, but I think more the point that like I'm more concerned with now is like people's impersonation of like the Bible. Like I think within the last couple of, like specifically the last year even, like I'm more of like the Jungian, like Joseph Campbell school of like interpretation of the Bible as a fairy tale, really, where there's like, there are like relevant, adequate lessons to be taken from there, but you can't read it as like fact, where everything should be fictional and just like, cause it is fictional. It's tale upon tale, and there are like, there's like worthwhile stories within it, but like, you can't interpret a great flood as an actual flood that happened. You have to interpret it as imagery. And like, I think that's worthwhile, but like, it doesn't like cross over societal boundaries. It's really ridiculous, and that's our commentary on it.
It does actually. I mean, you got to think of like, people literally are taking things at face value. I mean, even like with the Pope, like shunning Muslims. You know, like this is like 2006. You know, and like, okay, that's pretty lame. You know, like, I don't know, and the whole war in Iraq, you know, and 9/11, and all these other conspiracies, you know, it's all based on God, and it's like,
Well, it's all based on the false god. See,
Using God with quotes.
Yeah,
but
I think that these people, none of these people, they don't really believe in this. They just know that it's a great control mechanism, so they're using it as such, and they're using it to control not only politically, not only religiously, but socially, everything. Everything is down to, like now, I call it like a, basically all it is a new crusade where we are the, you know, the righteous Christian nation who's going to take care of all the bad non-Christian Muslims overseas. So no matter how you look at it, it's the same throughout time.
I mean, it's like pretty obvious that like, in a sense, we're all still living in biblical times where this could potentially be written about years from now. And like, it's that pathetic and it's that ridiculous and it's that,
it's I couldn't agree more.
Of insanity that like, the way the world is being corrupted and controlled right now is like that insane.
It's going to be great when they, you know, publicly admit to there being alien life forms. That's going to just throw all religion out the window. Talk about funny. Let's get there. I mean, everyone should check out Art Bell and George Norrie and listen to that stuff. I mean, let's get educated. You know, there's some shit going on.
Coast to Coast AM. It's a great show.
Wait, let's say 50% of George Norrie.
George Norrie's kind of weak, but they do get people on there, you know.
Do you ever check out Jeff Rentz or anybody like that? He's kind of like George Norrie on that side. He's more into aliens and things like that, too. I mean, I don't really listen to a lot of those guys a lot all the time. But they do have a lot of, like you said, about 50% of the stuff they say is valid. But as far as the aliens and all that, that's, you know.
That's all in the Bible, man. Like, all that stuff's in there. It's you know, you can interpret
happening
it.
Happening now, you know, the people, how it says it's going to be a great deception. I mean, and, you know, they're going like to deceive everyone. And that's what they're
like
doing.
Blonde-haired, you know.
That's something I also, because I, on the last song on the album, Death Face, it does say Black Jesus, and that's something that I've been studying. Did you know that there was never anyone named Jesus ever in the history of the world?
I've heard that theory before.
Like,
but didn't he lay carpet or something?
Well, he supposedly lived about 2,000 years ago.
Muncher, right?
But the letter J was only invented about 500 years ago.
Right.
So if this person lived 2,000 years ago, how was his name Jesus? Who is this?
Jesus.
And you got it wrong. It's H. Jesus.
Exactly. Exactly. It's Jesus because it was like a Greek. Something about like, yeah.
Z-E-U-S-S.
That's it.
Jesus.
And that's why the Roman Catholic Church created it.
Yeah.
It's actually people who are really going around praising Jesus are really praising Zeus. They are in love with pagan gods.
Exactly.
And that's why this is all just a fallacy. It's all just, it's all been just like every, and people who aren't even Catholic are still consider themselves some form of Christianity. It's all based on Roman Catholicism, whether you call yourself, you know, Protestant or whatever else. It's all based on that first lie of the Jesus Christ lie, all that.
But even beyond that, if you take the Bible and you study it, I mean, you're going to look at like Jesus would have came from a place where he's going to be dark skinned and have.
Exactly.
Definitely not have blonde hair. Right?
You can't study it and be like, lying to yourself that much about being historically incorrect.
Exactly.
You know?
That's why the Passion of the Christ was so funny to me, how it was supposed to be the most accurate depiction, yet.
See, I don't know. I cried the whole time.
Me too. Even the whole time I didn't.
Mel Gibson's right on about the Jews, though.
Yeah, Mel Gibson, like he's like he was historically like off in that film, but like his like recent like accusations about the Jews were like pretty right on, you know.
That is something that people on the network would probably be into that if we started talking about Zionists and like stuff like that. But like, there are people who harp on that in this a lot. But you know, I don't know one way or another.
Yeah, you guys are the best crowd we ever played for.
I was gonna ask you guys, have you either of you ever consider yourself being like politically involved? I know probably maybe like when you were younger. I know that I felt like I went through a period of time before the Great Depression, I guess you'd say, that like I felt like I wanted to make
24, 25.
I was like 12 or 13. Depression. No. Okay. No, but like, you know, you wanted to like I wanted to think that like maybe I was just thinking in the box, like I wanted to think, you know, I could make the world better and what you can do to help, and I don't know. I was just going to ask you guys if you've ever been politically involved in your own personal lives.
Sure. I mean, granted, like when you're younger, I think you are more active. I worked with you know, whoever, like the Revolutionary Communist Party, Youth Brigade, you know.
Really?
Animal Liberation Front, whoever, you know, even like PETA and stuff. And, you know, even to this day, I mean, we still work with Planned Parenthood and stuff like that. And these are all organizations that are very relevant, especially Planned Parenthood, you know, and with gender issues and, mm-hmm. and women's rights to reproduction. And, like, these are all important things. And that's why we are a political band, you know, but we're not overtly political. It's not like, I don't know, we're not like, you know, born against political, but we are, I mean, that's stuff that's been done, you know, like,
yes.
all those other bands, like, laid the grounds, and we're not going to, you know, I don't know. I think we're just trying to push the envelope a little bit more and in a different area and maybe do it with an artistic side to it where a lot of those people were more straightforward, you know. But yeah, I think that politics and being political activists is a very relevant thing. But the thing is, you know, you have to look at, like, the world we live in, and it's like I think the best way to be a political activist is to live your life in a conscious manner. And I think that we all do that, you know, and, you know, we educate ourselves. We surround ourselves with people that I think are progressive and progressive thinking, and those are the first steps to being a political activist, I think, you know.
I agree. I just wanted to ask you more about the Communist Party.
I'm not a communist. Well, I would be suicidal to say I'm communist.
I know, but...
I identify more with the anarchists, but...
I was reading something recently this past weekend, and it was actually on the 31G MySpace page. And I read something about a communist guy with a car full of guns, and I just wanted to know if you could elaborate on that, or if you know anybody who has a car full of guns anymore. Cause
not anymore. I mean, it was just this private investigator that I hung out with when I was younger, and I mean, he was legit. I mean, he would go blow up, like, whaling ships and stuff like that. And
really?
He wasn't a communist. He wasn't part of the Communist Party. He just was this guy that we met at our high school that was investigating this woman. There's this, another
he
student,
was
a girl.
Like a freelance vigilante.
Yeah, he was great, wow. though. He really turned us on to some stuff. I mean, he was the one that was, like, showing us, like, files on UFOs and stuff. And, I mean, that's, like, legit. Like, this is, like, this dude that, like, straight up, like, would just show up with, like, bazookas and shit, you know, in our rehearsal space. And, like, I mean,
it's pretty rad.
Yeah. But he wasn't a communist. But we did work a lot with the Revolution of Communist Party. And I still work with World Can't Wait Organization, which is kind of borderline communist. But I would never identify with them. I'm not a communist. It's suicide to say that. We're not even, like, in a democracy here. We're in a dictatorship. I mean, this is, like, a false
Definitely.
Democracy. And democracy looks great on paper. And communism looks great on paper. But, like, so far, us humans have not executed that. And unfortunately,
the problem with everything.
Pathetic, all these, like, fraudulent democracies that we're spreading to other people, you know.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Everything looks good on paper. The Bible looks good on paper. Everything looks good on paper. It's the problem with executing it. No one can execute it correctly.
Our lives don't look good on paper.
No, that's
on stage.
On stage.
They look good on message boards, though.
Yeah, to everyone else. Definitely. Have you guys ever voted? Have you? For real?
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'm just kinda. Asking. Because some people, like, choose not to vote.
I throw my vote away.
Well,
by voting.
Like, I by voting, seriously.
I tried really hard not to vote, and I did in recent years. I started to, and mainly because I think just voting for local propositions is so important, you know? I mean,
exactly.
I think the vote, even with local propositions, it's still.
It's like you're doing it for, it's like a token. Because we had a group, Citizens for Informed Community, we got. A question on the ballot to should we withdraw from Iraq immediately? And it passed, but it's like, what good is it when the person who's supposed to be voting on it voted for the war? You know.
You know what? This is what the world thinks. This is what the Bush administration thinks. Who gives a shit what your people think? It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter because they're gonna make money, and you're a peon.
Too much money involved.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything.
Do you guys think that the administration that's in power now is more sinisterly evil, or do you feel like they're just like fake Christians, like, you know, put like
both?
Yeah, like I feel like they're both at the same time. I know for a fact that both at the same time.
I don't think they're actually even Christian. I think it's just a fake front.
Yeah. They're Luciferian, basically. Have you guys ever heard of Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're all members, so, I mean, and they worship, like, an owl in the woods and stuff. So, like, it does, you know, but, like, that's it's true, they do. So, I just didn't know, like, how you guys, if some people
Have
are really...
Have you ever seen an owl in the woods, actually, though? It's worth worshiping.
It's worth worshiping.
I'll bomb anyone over an owl in the woods.
Well, because some people get snowed and they think that they're incompetent, and that's why all these things are happening, is because they don't know what's going on, and they're messing up big time. But I think it's Iraq's by design, and a lot of that stuff is by design.
There was no weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah,
now we're, you know,
depopulate and destabilize. And I feel like it's all around the world, it's all like a test to see what's really going to happen when they decide to release a biological weapon here or whatever's going to happen. Do you guys know about, I don't know if it's Kellogg, Brown, and Root or Halliburton that's building the, at the old air and naval stations, they're building concentration camp type things. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, so many, I grew up in the military, but I lived in a lot of these places. And over the last 2 years, like, conveniently, a lot of them closed for renovation.
They even have those things, you know, the detention centers, is what they call them, in San Diego and with the border with Mexico. I mean, it's right there, like, in my neighborhood, you know. It's like, that stuff happens.
Yeah, that's right? Very true. Have you ever heard of the Plan of San Diego? Yeah, the Plan of San Diego.
I'm not sure what that is.
It was supposedly something that was done, you know, Mexico was very angry, and they want to take back, you know, some of the states that are bordering. And there was this thing called the Plan of San Diego, which was to kill every white male. And Mexico was just going to take over again. And that was the Plan of San Diego. It was every white male over the age of, like, I don't know, 12 or something.
When was this talked about?
This was in, like, the 60s and the 70s. Okay. But now groups are trying to rejuvenate it, groups. But, you know, that's just another one of the things. I think that's kind of like a divide and conquer.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
All right.
Call me, too.
Oh, you mean you're not my ex-girlfriend? Her boss has been calling me 20 times in the last minute. I keep hitting ignore. Why would you call me 20 times?
But the thing with the Plan of San Diego, I'm not familiar with it, but I mean, even now, it's like, you know, Mexico needs the United States. Where they're such a poverty third world country, you know, poverty stricken country, and it's like, and it's unfortunate. I'm not saying like they need us, like, I mean, it's not even us. I'm not even identifying as an American, but like they need, you know, the United States and the stability of it for their economy, you know. And it's sad that it's come to that, because it is stolen land, you know. That was Mexico.
Definitely, it definitely was, and it's definitely a destabilization method that they've done, and they've done it everywhere. You know, now it's just happening in Mexico. So because they're closest to us, you know, if the other countries that we've done this to were close enough, they would try to come here too. And, you know, Mexico just happens to have, you know, basically just the opportunity, because they're right next door.
I was in Mexico City last Christmas with, I met this lady named Luz, and she's the mayor of one of the boroughs in Mexico City. And, it was the same time when we first initiated the wall idea, you know. And so she was joking about, well, who do you think they're going to get to build the wall? Mexicans.
No.
Totally.
They definitely would. And that's why the corporations, no one's really upset about the illegal immigrants, because they're getting slave labor. And that's what any large chain, anything wants, is slave labor. I mean, Walmart wouldn't open up these, like, I mean, they're kind of like dormitories over in China, where they just house people to be their slaves, and they work, you know, 20 hours a day.
Did you hear about
what
Walmart did this month?
No, I did not.
They had Death Head T-shirts. It somehow passed the board. They had Totenkopf T-shirts, which is like the Nazi Death Head.
Yeah.
On T-shirts, like vintage Death Heads. And they were on the shelves for like a few weeks, and apparently some of the Walmarts still have them, until it was brought to everyone's attention that it's like kind of offensive, like probably not like the brightest idea.
I mean, it goes good with their whole organic, we're going green image that they're riding on that one now too. It's like, okay, let's have the Death Head, and then let's have like your organic fruits and vegetables.
Yeah,
and
I heard that
organic iced tea.
Let's bail everyone. Let's just get out of here and tell the aliens to pick us up or something.
Seriously, someone's got to save us from this.
Beat me up.
Do we need to go to a break right now? All right, we're going to go to a song break right now. Here, you play.
Right, we're just going to surprise everyone with the first song, and, you know, we're going to play back-to-back two of them, and we'll be right back on Save Generation.
You want some crack?
I most certainly do not, Lyle.
How can you be a drug addict in the new millennium? It's so retro.
Before I was a drug addict, I had so many different problems. Now I just have one. Drugs gave my life a real focus.
Listening to Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech and the number one activist site on the internet, revereradio.net. Step into our world.
They get into Terror Storm alone because they're afraid of it. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. And I know you have incredible activist listeners, Jack. People over there at Revere Radio. Revere Radio.
Revere Radio. Not for fronting ass niggas.
Revere Radio is not intended for fronting ass crackers either.
Hi, this is Lindsay from Save Your Generation. Looking for better quality videos than Google Video? At Phalon.com, you can find over 250 high-quality videos that you can play, rewind, fast-forward, and pause to watch later. With 24/7 access at 19 cents a day, you can't go wrong. Phalon.com helps keep Revere Radio on the air. So to help truly fight the information war, visit Phalon.com, Phalon.com today.
Who the hell is Jesus H. Garcia?
It's Jesus.
You're at the phone with the wild man. This is Crazy Eddie.
We're back on Save Your Generation, the Revere Radio Network, and we're here with Justin West from Some Girls, and we just had a rousing conversation about all kinds of stuff, and now we just played Retard and Feathered first, you heard, and then you heard...
Dead in the Web.
All right, yeah, that's what I was going to play. All right, so I was going to ask you guys about... Sorry, about your opinions on, do you believe that drugs should be illegal, legal? What are your thoughts on narcotics?
Oh, everything's circumstantial.
As far as, like, laws that jail people for having, like, in
some
states...
There's still people serving, like, insane sentences from, like, the 60s and 70s for, like, a couple of joints.
Let them out. That's what I have to say.
Yeah. Insane. Whereas, like, everyone I know in the last couple of years has been, like, been caught, like, smoking a joint, and the police just tell them to put it out.
What about Bush being a cokehead? I mean, that's some serious stuff. Let's jail that bastard.
Yeah, like, that dude did coke for, like, a long time. He's president, and, like, I did it, like, once in my life, and people still talk shit on me on message boards.
And Bush is a freaking cheerleader, you know?
It's true. It just shows, again... The hypocrisy of a country that calls itself free, you know, you're free to do what you want as long as we approve it first. So, I mean,
exactly. How
is that free? I mean, basically, it's like fascism all over again, but you're calling it something different. So, I don't know. It's kind of strange to me.
people who are drug offenders tend to be not violent either. So they're good little workers when they end up in prison doing the slave labor that's taken away. Not, you know, I mean, literally, prison labor takes away jobs more than probably immigration does, you know, or any kind of overseas. I feel like in this country anyways. I just didn't know if you guys had any thoughts on, like, why you think certain things are illegal and stuff. Just, I don't know. That was just like,
it's like,
drugs are the most obvious.
It's like, what do you say, like protesting or singing to protesters? Like, it's like obvious, you know? Like,
is it obvious?
I think to the probably the people who are like going to listen to this, like, yeah, a dude who like digs like gets weed every now and then should not be in jail, you know? He's like probably chill ass dude who has like a decent record collection, you know?
Well, here's something I wanted to ask you guys, because I read the Bible all the time, because like you said, there is good stuff in there to know, yeah. And some of the stuff, the prophecy written, does come true. Stuff, I mean, I don't know how people knew this back then. For example, cannabis prohibition, or the prohibition of anything that's like a plant matter, whether it be, I guess even coke would be counted as this. Coke, anything that comes from a plant.
Kana.
Yeah. All that. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, it explicitly talks about this, saying that doctrines of devils, and these people we know are definitely the devils, and doctrines are just laws that say that you should abstain from meats. And meats are in Genesis, the first, you know, the first page of the Bible says meats are just green herbs, all herbs bearing seed. So in 1 Timothy chapter 4, it tells you that these devils are going to prohibit these things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that to me makes me feel like, all right, some of this stuff really has to be legit. You know, someone.
So the devil's DuPont.
Yeah. DuPont, Anslinger,
They're the corporation that was like the first, you know, Reefer Madness, and they were the ones that like installed that anti-marijuana stuff. And
exactly.
That's
they are the ones. And I mean, these laws just keep getting passed. And it even says that, now this is what made me think that it was, in the same scripture it says that they'll be forbidding people to marry. And if you think about who forbids people to marry, you think about the Catholic Church, the people can't get married. So these doctrines of devils, these are totally what it's talking about. These are the people who stole this religion of what it really was supposed to be and has now turned it into something completely whatever they want in order to control everybody. So, like, I think personally that these ancient scripts, because the Roman Catholic Church, it was like 500 years after they found them that they actually, you know, decided to form this whatever it was. So they looked through all these things and said, this stuff is good. This is really good. We have to use this to, like, lock these people down and make them do what we want. And now it's happened. But what they hadn't expected probably was that people were going to realize that what they were saying was all bull. And that, you know, people are going to realize that this guy who they call Jesus wasn't actually some, like, nice guy walked around and everyone loved him. He was a bum who people hated and they didn't like what he said. So then they had someone kill him. And now they just hijacked everything that he did say, you know, the good things about loving your neighbor and just basic principles that if you're a nice human being, you should want to do these things. And, you know, that's how it all happens. You just have a good idea, something that looks good on paper, and you make people think that it's, you know, what they should be doing.
Just like democracy.
Or a republic.
Just
yeah.
Not like our lives.
I mean, exactly. It's like, why do people vote for the, you know, for George Bush twice in a row? But I guess they really didn't vote for him. But
they probably didn't.
But
yeah,
they were passive, and they let him become president.
And we're still
elect,
allowing,
you know,
it, yeah,
twice,
like right now.
Twice.
And
come on.
Why do you think people... I don't know. Like, I wonder, why aren't people taken to the streets? Like, why we're not being inundated by acid and whatever? Like, you know, in the 60s when people were kind of losing, the reason that they weren't as effective
I know, but I feel
was because they were detached.
Everyone's ready to do that, but no one will take that plunge.
No one has the balls.
Man,
yeah,
right?
No one has the balls to do it.
Yeah,
and like,
totally.
I don't know.
It's because the lifeline of reality is so blurred now and so fast-paced that, like, everyone's sidetracked by reality. Like, you can be completely concerned with that and make that plunge and live for, you know, being against that. But, like, you can get sidetracked by other versions of life and just go on with that, you know? Why bother?
Yeah, like,
it's too easy. It's too easy to not be concerned.
It's exactly, basically, it's like the Matrix, you know?
Exactly.
People
People are
MySpace is people's matrix, yeah, man. Like,
people get
you can be this cool-ass dude
exactly.
who gets laid all the time
exactly.
on there,
that's
even
so
though all your
true.
Friends know you're a fucking idiot,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly, and that's what people would rather live in, you know...
It's too easy.
...fantasy worlds instead of really facing up to what is, you know, the real reality
exactly.
of what is outside of the matrix.
And that's why people are getting away with so much, because it's too easy to be sidetracked. The lines are blurred between realities.
But even to bring everything full circle, it's like even with our, you know, our existence as a band, it's like we're on this tour where you have like, I mean, it was mind blowing tonight to see white males so pissed off and aggressive and like just going apeshit for other bands. And then I'm stoked on this tour because people look at us like we're, you know, lepers or, you know, retarded or something. And it's
really
like
effective in that sense.
It's like, fuck you people, man. I don't relate to you. I want to relate to the intellectuals. I want to go hang out with someone like, you know, a friend of ours said we were a smart band. Like that's a great compliment. I'd rather be a smart band than a typical band, you know? And then even beyond that, it's like we have all this criticism about our band and our live performance and how I'm coked out of my head. It's like I've never even done coke in my life. I won't even touch that.
And how cocaine like destroys creativity, which is why we're like playing like uncreative music.
The band that opened before us, coked out of their mind, playing the worst, shittiest music. The drummer sucks. The bass player, seriously, like is like moving when there's no rhythm. They'll break a string and the dude's rocking back and forth to the same tempo.
And they play like mediocre music that's so formulaic, and like the kids freak out for them because they're like, yeah, like they can relate to them. But like those are the dudes doing coke every night, and that's why there is no creativity to their music. They suck, you know.
And that's why there's not another revolution, because we have idiots liking. I don't know, whatever.
Anything.
We're supposed to be the progressive community here, and unfortunately we're the stupid-ass community, you know, and it's a drag. That's why I want to go hang out with dudes that have bazookas and drive around and shit, you know, like...
So do I.
Some private investigator.
Asking, you know,
yeah, you can preach to the choir, but if the choir's deaf, then it doesn't fucking matter, you know?
Exactly. I couldn't agree more, you know? We need to find or wake up. I guess that's why we wanted to do Save Your Generation, because... Where are the other people that think like this? What happened to them? Are they all dead, or are they all just, you know, busy
like,
with
when,
MySpace?
Like, when I first talked about it, it was like, I told her, man, there's such a fine line between saving your generation and fighting your generation. Like, you can't really tell which you want to do, you know?
You know, I would love to fight this generation as well, but then I feel like I'd get so tired that I wouldn't even want to fight for anything anymore. Because everyone is so...
Complacent.
But
exactly.
It's like, but it's
why.
Like people like you, I mean, all the fools in 5 years are going to be like, oh, yeah, that guy was right. You're like, thanks, now I'm burnt
exactly,
out.
Exactly,
yeah.
Dated
and old, and you
yeah.
are now catching
or
up.
Better yet, like, buy our t-shirt now, you want to wear it in 5 years. Just kidding.
Well, obviously, like, free speech is, when you know, it's important because you guys have what you have to say, and I was going to ask you if you guys are aware of what's in the Patriot Act as far as like free speech zones, and also if you guys have heard about the newer, it's basically like Patriot Act 3, I guess it's called the Military Commissions Act, about how they can take you if they want and hold you without a lawyer or whatever.
Once this show airs, Wes and I are going straight to
exactly. I was gonna say, does it ever? No, seriously, what if they decide, you know, one day that what you're saying is like, does it? Like, it kind of freaks me out a little bit, scares me a little bit, but at the same time, it gives me mental fortitude to know that, like, I guess I'm on the right track, you know? But I don't know if, like, you guys have ever thought about the possibility of anyone coming to say, like, oh, we don't like what you're saying. Like, obviously, you guys don't compromise.
They're not typically concerned with fags, so I think we're doing okay.
And that thing is, I mean, we are the incarceration generation. That's, like, what is free speech? That doesn't exist in our generation. We're the hippies. They're gone. They're burnt out. Like, here we are, and we're screwed. Sucks.
Did you guys ever see the video on, like, I don't know if it was YouTube, maybe Google, the kid at UCLA who wouldn't show his ID to the UCLA cop. He was in
yeah,
a library.
I saw that.
He went to the school. He was just doing his homework, and they asked him, can we see your ID? He didn't want to show him the ID. Like, he just wouldn't show him. So they tasered him, and it's on YouTube. It's, like, pretty disturbing, but while he's getting tased and he's yelling, here's your fucking Patriot Act. Here's your fucking abuse of power. And there's like 50 kids all being like, stop, stop. And the cops are like, we're going to tase you too. Like, So it was like two cops versus like all these kids in line. But it was, I didn't know if you guys had ever seen that, because I found that it's pretty recent.
And never heard of YouTube.
And have you ever had any like run in with cops and things like that? Like, have you ever had any? Yeah, you got some bad experience with cops. Well, I mean, I figure everyone probably has like cop stories, but you know, that to me it just seems now that they're becoming more like the Gestapo, and everything is like, it isn't really police to protect and serve. No, now it's like to beat you down and get away with it and do what you want to you.
Man, I got story upon story. Even like, I got arrested on Christmas night once because I got pulled over because the cop thought I had a wig on and that I was committing crimes like stealing at it. Because everyone goes to their family, you know, everyone like goes to their family. So there's all these abandoned houses, and I was like in a station wagon with weird hair that was big. I had a wig on and they were gonna search me, and I was like, it was freaking Christmas, and I was like, you know, get the fuck out of my face, man. I was like, I cannot believe this. And they arrested me on Christmas. You know?
Oh my god.
Awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
On what? Like, what charges?
I have actually,
Christmas, you prick. This is my real fucking hair. Get off my back, man.
I can't really relate to that. I've had only positive experiences with police.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, we got caught once and we had a slash wig, and
I always
think
my wig's real, so.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Now I feel bad for all those MySpacers with their hair. Those motherfuckers are going to get pulled over left and right.
Seriously.
That shit's two color. You're like a skunk and it's all going crazy. You got a wig on. You're committing some crimes.
Seriously. I know. That's
on Christmas, all those dudes and.
You want to drive with like one eye, too.
Yeah. Oh, that was painful. So I was going to, I guess we're going to like kind of bring it to a close now. I wanted to ask.
Yeah, we should be cool now. I think the rest of our band's loaded out our equipment for us, so whenever you're done.
That's
cool.
Pretty sweet. I read a lot, this was like a long time ago, it was something, so I think it was a foreign interview that someone asked you, Wes, about you being American, how you felt about 9/11 and all this stuff, and you mentioned that I think your parents were working at the Pentagon during 9/11 or something like that. I was just going to ask you, like, just to elaborate a little bit on, not to sound like that interviewer, but like on that day, and like, if you can tell me anything that they saw or heard or anything there, like something that you can.
It's so weird. Like, I've always gotten really mixed stories about that. I try to intrude on my parents' profession and lives at that time, and like I don't really understand like what they do still to this day, or like
really
what goes on. And I remember like on that day, like that September 11th, we had played in Maine, American Nightmare played in Maine that day, and that's apparently where the terrorists came through Maine, took a bus or whatever to Boston, and so I got stuck in Maine. I wasn't like. I couldn't get back to Boston for whatever, you know, it was all happening. And all the phone lines were down for a few days, so I didn't hear anything. And then, like, all I ever, like, heard was, like, this dude who is a friend of, like, my parents had, like, died in the Pentagon. He's my babysitter when I was young. Like, he passed away in it. But, like, that was, like, it. You know, I never, like, really heard anything else about it. Except, like, it's, like, kind of scary and kind of confusing and, like, I think mostly it's just confusing now, and like there's all these different theories about the Pentagon, and like when I try to bring them up, like with anyone who I know who is like kind of associated with that mess, there's never like a story to be told really. It's just like, yeah, it happened. That was it.
Have you guys ever seen like Loose Change?
Spare Change. Oh, Spare Change. Loose Change.
Yeah. Close, yeah. No, I just didn't know if you guys had ever. Yeah, I didn't know if you guys were.
I actually didn't see it. You told me about it.
Dylan Avery, who made Loose Change, actually has a show on the Revere Radio Network, too, on Saturday nights. It's pretty awesome. But I didn't know. I just was curious if you guys felt that way, too, about 9/11. Because I remember when it happened, I had a kind of a weird feeling that I knew something wasn't right. And then I had a lot of misdirected anger at the Patriots, who were, you know, having the flags in their cars and stuff. And I realize now the reason that I was so angry and I felt like it was just the outpouring of whatever was just so gay was because I realized.
It was homosexual.
Yes. No.
I wish if like 9/11 created a bunch of.
Okay.
We wouldn't
that would be awesome.
We would not be talking right now, that's for sure. But I just didn't
like bad techno and all kinds of. Shit, that would be great, man.
Hey, glow sticks on the tongue.
I just realized now, I guess it's because I had an inkling that something was a little off and that, like, obviously buildings like that aren't going to fall from a fire. That's all. Like, I was just kind of, I don't know. I know Jarrett was waiting to jump in with something right there.
I actually forgot what I was going to say. I read an interview that you did where you said something similar, like, you know, all the patriotism, it didn't seem like real. It just seemed like forced or something. It was just really odd that around the time that you would see everybody being like, wanting to be super patriot and have, like...
Capitalism.
Yeah.
They all wanted to go to Walmart and buy those flags that are made in China.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, those American flags made in China. Everybody wanted to drape themselves in it, like, drape your house, everything. Like, and that, to me, just felt really strange. And, like, you know, and the people who didn't at least see, like, even when it first occurred, my first thoughts were, you know, well, America does have some messed up foreign policy, so I can see why people would want to do this, you know. But the people who don't even get... like, that America does things overseas and places that we'll never know about, and they do terrible things, and people just act like they don't. Nothing bad happens ever. Nothing bad has ever come out of this country. Nothing.
I was in Switzerland when it happened, and I saw media that was never seen. The most violent and brutal things, and they were, like, saying that it was executed by the U.S. government that day. I mean, but of course it changed right away, I was in Italy after that and Germany, and it was, like, all really hard to catch the news and figure out what it was. But, I mean, there was a whole other side to that on foreign land, what was happening in the States. I mean, they were showing footage of people jumping out of the windows and stuff where you really couldn't see that here in the States. You know, you had to research that. So it was a different feel over there for sure.
It seems like that's a lot with, like, any type of media. Overseas, you'll get, you know, the real story, because even the BBC did a report that hijackers are still alive, and they're, you know, trying to yell to people, say, hey,
nothing. It was Saddam, and he's about to be hung.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. I forgot. You know, Saddam is hiding in foxholes somewhere, and we luckily found him. I did have something else I wanted to ask. All right, this is unrelated, but I kind of wanted to... It's kind of related to September 11th. Who thought of the name American Nightmare? Because, I mean, it was right...
I did, but it was like, I think I did after Glenn Danzig stole it from someone else.
Well, I mean, just, I guess the timing, because, I mean, if you think about it, when the band came about, I mean, it was right before the biggest American Nightmare that ever would happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but wasn't a political band, it was completely self-indulgent.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a political band, but I just think I'd say it was a coincidence.
It was a coincidence.
That the band, I like coincidence. Yeah, exactly. Everything in 9/11 was a coincidence. There was drills run at the same time, which is why NORAD stood down and didn't go after the planes. They were doing drills, which, you know, why would they be having drills? The same exact thing. That's a weird coincidence. And even in London, the 7/7 bombings, they were also having the same thing. There were drills running at the same time with the same... How do these things happen that they have drills? I guess coincidence, you know?
Gibson might know.
Mel Gibson would probably know. Mel Gibson would probably be not afraid. Well, he might be afraid to tell you now. But
so everybody go see Apocalypto.
Actually, everyone should go see Holy Mountain. Rent that. Find that movie. Holy Mountain.
Theaters near you.
Yeah.
Holy Mountain.
You check it out.
I don't know what Holy Mountain is. I know
what's
it's a sleep record.
El Topo. The same guy made El Topo. Okay. Well, anyhow.
I don't know.
It'll do it. All the religious stuff you've been talking
really?
About, conspiracy stuff, yeah, you should check it out. Oh. Everyone, Holy Mountain.
It's really available. You can buy
is it
on eBay.
Is it in theaters? Oh, no.
It's old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lady Blue Legs it. You should get it from her. It's good. It's
Holy
good.
Mountain. I'll check that out. Everyone on Revere, you listening, check out Holy Mountain. And also check out Some Girls and their new record and all their records, everything.
Thanks.
Check it all out.
Vote no on 64.
Did you ask everything already you wanted to?
Let's ask where the John Hinckleys are out there.
John Birch Society? No? Oh, I don't know.
Let's ask her a question.
What's your question?
Do you guys have any other artists to recommend that you think had a really good message for people to listen to? Who would you recommend?
Anybody? Regarding anything? Yeah, that's extremely broad. I'm gonna go Celine, Genet, Rimbaud, Artaud, Corbière. That's like four or five good ones for all you people.
Octus. Leave it at that.
All right.
Mick Barr. Anything Mick Barr is involved in, I recommend that. Sonically. There's no words to be spoken, but it's definitely going to get you amped for the revolution. Some sort of revolution.
Something. We need one. We need any type of revolution. I'll take it. I mean, even if it's like seven people.
Zach Hill.
Wes, I did have one.
Best drummer in the world.
A long time ago, I don't even remember. I don't think it was some girls. I think it... Okay. Sorry. I just wanted to ask you. I think you were wearing some kind of homemade shirt. I don't know if it was you that made it, but it was. I think it was an anti-war shirt. It was before the war, though. Do you remember like what it said? Do you remember like what it was? Did you often do stuff like that? Like make your own with something that says something?
At that time, I like was making a lot of my own shirts.
Right.
With like specific, time relevant messages. So it could have been something. I don't recall necessarily which one.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks
for
having
us
so much.
I was debating whether to even bring this up because it's kind of, I don't want to say it's kind of corny because it's a big deal and it was a big deal at the time. My own personal American nightmare that I had at the same time, a couple months before September 11th, I crashed my car. And I was almost dead. I fell asleep at the wheel, even though people say other things.
Yeah, you're a coke. JP got you hooked on coke, just like me, man. It's
yeah,
a drag.
So much, so many different
stories. You gotta
put
your
finger
in someone.
What really happens?
About the guy with the wig, you know.
So, and while I was in the hospital, someone sent me a note that it was very nice. And Wes, it was. I just want to say thanks, because I mean.
Yeah, I remember that.
Something like that really does. I mean, when you're almost dead, you know, you come out of a coma and like just. You're not really know what to expect, but then someone says, hey, you have this. And I was like, wow, that's, you know.
Yeah, it was a card. I remember. Yeah, totally.
And a copy of the American Nightmare record that wasn't even out yet. And I was like, wow, this isn't even out. And I was like really excited about
it.
Yeah,
I totally remember that. It was a long time ago. I forgot about that.
I mean, I really had, it was about 5 years ago now, but I never said thank you to that.
Well, thank
really
you
did.
For bringing
it
up.
Really
I'm glad I remembered that. It meant
really
something
did
to
help
you.
Me get through like the worst. Literally the worst thing that ever happened in my life.
Yeah. I'm glad it did. That was like a worst time of my life, too.
Well, there you go. Well, at least you shared it with Nate.
Yeah, right on. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
We're
you.
Out.
All right. That was JP and Wes from Some Girls. Thank you guys so much for giving us some of your time tonight, joining us on this very special Save Your Generation on the Revere Radio Network. We are going to go to some more songs from Some Girls.
Let's play one more from the new album,
yeah,
and then let's play an older one.
Something old, something new, something really awesome.
We'll play something off their first 7-inch second because that's the best. And we'll be right back on Save Your Generation.
I disagree. I think the new record is the best personally, but
you know,
it's. I mean,
it's all a matter of opinion, I guess.
It's all circumstantial. You know, sometimes I like the old stuff best too. You know, but. Right now, I think I'm really feeling that new record. And if you don't have it, everyone, just go out there and get it, and you'll be feeling it, too. So let's play, I don't know, you want to play the first track?
Yeah, let's play Beautiful Rune.
All right, we're going to play Beautiful Rune, and then after that, we'll play,
you'll see what we play
next. Once again, you're listening to Save Your Generation on the Revere Radio Network. ReveRadio.net, ReveRadioNetwork.com, TiredOfBeingAlive.com, and,
Tell me about Mel Gibson's dick and balls! Right!
Member of the John Birch Society or the Communist Party.
Thank you for tuning in to the Revere Radio Network. This is Save Your Generation, and you just heard a block of Some Girls. And no, I don't mean that crappy band by Juliana Hatfield. This is a band that doesn't suck, so I hope you enjoyed it. Well, first you heard, as we said before, Beautiful Rune. That's off the new album, Heaven's Pregnant Teens. If you haven't picked it up yet, you can go over to 31g.com and get one, because you need to get one. It is an absolutely incredible album, and you know what? Half the part of that album is reading the lyrics. And if you go download it or some crap, you can't read the lyrics. You can't find the lyrics anywhere online, so you need to go buy it. And, you know, that was enough to prompt me to buy it, and you should buy it too. And after that, you heard an old one. That's from the first Some Girls 7-inch entitled The Rains. No, actually, you didn't. You heard All My Friends Are Going Death after that. And that's off the All My Friends Are Going Death EP. Pick that up. Another great record. And finally, in that block, you heard The Rains off of The Rains EP. That's their first record, a classic in its own right. And Lindsay's right, it is the best one. See, I already changed my mind already. See, because, you know, it just depends sometimes.
Because these are the Rains you read about.
Definitely, they indeed are. And that's what we talked about in the interview. If you just tuned in, then guess what, sucka? You missed it. JP and Wes are gone. They were, I mean, really, I am so grateful that they...
Yeah, they stayed with us for a long time, and they were very gracious.
A lot longer.
A lot of good stuff to say, and they were real funny.
Those are two very funny people, and, you know, I've heard so much bullcrap, like they were joking about stuff on message boards, but it's true. And over the years, in this, you know, music scene, this music community, you know, which is kind of similar to this whole truth community. I mean, they aren't connected yet, but I think they need to be. And I think there needs to be some type of bridging gap because there's something missing. But it's two, like, I guess, alternative communities that have this, you know, underground people know who people are. If I say the name Alex Jones right now, people are going to know who I'm talking about. And it's kind of the same way with these people. If someone said these names in a conversation, you knew who they were talking about, and you usually on message boards and stuff heard things about how they were these assholes and, you know, not nice people to talk to. And, you know, it's a lie.
They couldn't be further from the truth.
It's absolutely, you know, just everything is all, I don't know, like Wes was saying, it's too easy to be in this fake world, and I think that's where everyone is content in being.
Well, you know what? Morrissey said it best, and I know. People just don't like it. Your friends hate it when you become successful. It's true. And people are talented, and people are going somewhere in their lives. Other people like to drag people down or just say mean stuff about them or stuff that's untrue because look where they are, behind a computer screen typing away, talking shit, so...
Speaking of Morrissey, you know, that just brought something to mind. You know, I just think about the courage that these dudes have to come on and say the stuff that they did. And, you know, people are like, the courage? Well, they just, you know, but the stuff that we're talking about, you know, it's not a joke. They, you know, Morrissey was just questioned by the FBI. You know, this was just a few months ago. And why? Only because he said the same stuff that Wes and JP were just saying, which is nothing but the truth, that, you know, England and the United States aren't true democracies. There is no real, you know, government and things taking place. It's all corrupt. All of these people, this is just a dictatorship. And Morrissey said that, and he was quizzed by the FBI. He was, you know, taken, I guess, just like everyone else. They didn't take him to Guantanamo or none of the other places, but, you know, it's just strange to see that if they're gonna, you know... Wes said something funny, you know, I don't think they're too concerned with fags.
Yeah,
but,
well, apparently they are.
Apparently,
you know,
I mean,
you should have said that. I didn't even, I blanked. I keep thinking of stuff. I'm like, oh, I hope they come back now, because all this stuff swirling in my head after that conversation, and I'm thinking, there's so many other things we could be bringing up.
Oh, obviously, that
you know
could have gone on another 3 hours, because there's so many
touring's
things.
Touring's going to be over if they have a Texas toll, like a toll road. How is anyone going to afford getting around in a van? Like, you know what I mean? That's going to be real expensive. Because a lot of people, not, you know...
Wow, where did that come from?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that recently. Like, that was something else I should ask them. That's all I'm saying. Just many things swirling in my head. That's where it came from.
Well, everyone out there who's never heard anything, she's like, Texas Toll Road, because, I mean, you're
maybe
just...
Maybe they'll look
out.
Up Texas Toll Road.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe people, all the things that we blurted out and talked about tonight, all of the insane things that you've never heard before, but JP and Wes are sure, I mean, those we didn't go
into depth. Yeah, there was absolutely no... We didn't give them any kind of idea as to what we were going to be talking about beforehand, I don't think.
Well, no, that's... Well, thank you. That is true, but what I was saying was they, you know, we didn't go into depth into all these things about 9/11 truth and about the Iraq war and about, you know, people being really whiny bitches because they really are sometimes. We didn't have to talk about those in depth because we want you to go out and research these things for yourself. You know what I mean? We do keep a nice, casual, intelligent conversation, but... You know, sometimes when I talk about these topics, especially things about the Bible, I tend to go off and ramble and rant. And, you know, I was really just trying to keep myself from doing that because sometimes I can become, you know, I love to talk about this type of stuff because no one is talking about it. And, you know, they say that the two things you don't talk about ever are politics and religion. And that's something that's like the taboo. You don't do it. And, you know, that's the two things that I now am going to talk to every person I meet only about, because those are the two things that are controlling the world right now. And we have to understand why they're controlling the world and how they're controlling the world. And it's mind control. You got to have mind control. And they're taking control of your minds through this politics and through this religion, keeping you sedated, thinking that everything's okay as long as, number one, your government's taking care of you, and number two, you just have faith in Jesus Cristo. And you know what I mean? It's not that simple. We need to look deeper into all of this. So go research all these things that we talked about. Find out things like, you know, cannabis prohibition and why DuPont Company and Mellon and Anslinger and how these people got this you know, nothing but a plant to become a criminal. How is a plant a criminal? And if people believe, truly say that they believe in God, in a creator of the universe and all things, and didn't he create that plant? Didn't he create cannabis? So how can people say that that's something bad if it was created by the creator, right? And who's man to take that away from other people? And that goes into what I was speaking about before, 1 Timothy chapter 4. It's a prophecy that says that's going to happen. So research everything. Research your politics and know what's in the Bible. So then when all hypocrites also all try to quote the Bible to you, but you know what? If you know it better than them, then you'll be able to refute when they're lying to you. That's what we have to know. We have to know the truth from the lies. And they're going to all... I know if you've ever been into a church, everyone already knows this, but the mainstream corporate church system is all hypocrites. They're all... None of them are truly worshiping any creator. They are all in it for themselves. It's like self... gratification and this facade of being a righteous, upstanding citizen in the community. So you know that. And that's the first step, is to realize that religion is all a bunch of hypocrites and it's not the way to truly find the creator. Which there is a creator. There is one. And, you know, intelligent design, that whole theory, I mean, they're absolutely correct. There are things that can't be explained. If you just think of some things like the human brain. The human brain is so complex that we don't even know what it's fully capable of, because most people can only use a small, small percent of their brain. So just things like that just says that we're capable of so much more, that someone had to create this. We didn't just come out of nowhere. And things like irreducible complexity, things that are so complex that it can't be reduced in any way. Therefore, Darwin's theory falls short, because, you know, that's saying that things, it's like a building block. But if that building block cannot be reduced at all, or it won't exist. And that means, you know, look into these things. These are all things you should be thinking about. I mean, if you're not asking these questions, then what are you doing with your life? And that's what we were doing with our friends and some girls, asking these questions, getting you to want to ask these questions and think about these type of things. Another thing that, another good point that JP brought up, we didn't stay on long, but the fact that there's no WMDs found in Iraq, yet we're still there. We've killed nearly 700,000 civilians, innocent people. Now, I know there were 3,000 people killed in 9/11, and that is another one of the justifications for this war. You know, first they said it was WMDs, that's been a lie, none found. Then they said it was for 9/11 because Saddam was involved and all that. That's a lie. And now they're saying that we're spreading this democracy. And if anyone can see anything, there's no democracy. First of all, there's not a democracy here. So how are we going to spread that anywhere? But 700, that's almost a million people. I mean, how much longer do we have to let this go on? Till it's 6 million? Till we're talking that, you know, he's truly a second Hitler? I mean, the resemblance of the two are outstanding, but people can't see it, because if you don't know your past, you're gonna repeat it, and it's happening right now. Let's talk about the things that Hitler did and how it's so much like Bush. And you should look this up, please, if you don't know this. Hitler had a building called the Reichstag, which he set on fire, and that was used in order to invade another country. Sort of like how 9/11 happened, and we use that as a preset to go invade another country. Hitler also put together this little document that said basically he could do anything, and it was called basically Motherland Security, which is kind of strange. We have this Homeland Security, and I forget what it was called that Hitler did, but it was just like the Patriot Act. And, you know, that's how a dictator does things. And people, you need to realize what's happening right now. And we are living in, you know, biblical times. These are Coptic times, as it was once said. And we need to open our eyes to all that and look in. Investigate 9/11. How did building number 7 fall when a plane didn't touch it? I mean, planes were obviously flown into the Twin Towers. We all saw it happen. I saw it live that day, sitting in a wheelchair. And I saw it happen, but then at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they said another building had fallen, and nothing had touched it. And now if you go look at the video of it now, it looks really like it was a demolition, not just by natural causes that it fell, even though never in the history of modern buildings has a steel structured building fell from fire. 9/11 was the first time ever, and it happened three times. So a coincidence, the first time in history something happens, it happens three times in the same day. I mean, I guess we could say that coincidence happened three times in the same day, something, you know, or we could look to other possibilities. And the 9/11 Commission has not done a decent job, just as the Warren Commission didn't do a good job. Because, I mean, anyone knows that. Go listen to Texas Is the Reason. If you were fortunate enough to go see them, they played again. I wish I did. But that's something completely. Just look into what happened with that as well. Let's play a song before I rant on this stuff. I could for hours and hours. And you should be able to as well, because you should go research this. You should just read nonstop. Just for the next year. Just take a year of reading and read nothing but the Bible and real. I don't mean like read what your high school textbook has said, that, you know, Christopher Columbus discovered America and, you know, other blatant lies. I mean, go read what really happened in the last 100 years of this United States of America, and then start reading further back even from that, and then you start putting together the pieces of what we're talking about and what exactly is written on the back of the dollar bill. Novus Ordo Seclorum. What does that mean? Go find out and listen to this song. You're listening to Save Your Generation on the Revere Radio Network.
You don't want to ask these questions?
No, I want to live my life.
What is that life, baby? What are we part of? Who are we?
Look at this. Look at this. Do you know where these come from?
Yeah, my closet. The
Indonesia.
Store.
Baby, this is the truth, okay? Little girls like you, they have to work in dark factories where they go blind for $1.60 a month just to make mommy her pretty shoes. Can you even imagine that, Caitlin?
I don't want the children to work in factories.
Don't listen, honey. Daddy's not crazy, baby.
The world is crazy.
Shut up!
It's important
don't
to ask these questions. Mommy doesn't ask because mommy doesn't care.
Oh,
don't
God.
Stop asking questions, baby.
Damn you! How dare you! Stupid!
Skippy, put her in the car, will you?
5% of the cosmos composed of the same elements that compose human life. What does that matter? You should be asking these questions, Skip.
I look up to people so tall to you. I can't, so I won't stand. Pop, chop, break. Splinters you might see where they come and go down Sweet Yardley. I won't let you fall down Sweet Yardley. I won't let you fall down here. Goddamn the guts and the gore. Nobody's crying cause there's no one to score. Well, come up, sweet Randy. I won't let you fall. What you got to lose? What you got to prove? Who you gonna screw?
Alright, you're listening to Save Your Generation, and you just heard Fight This Generation by Pavement.
That's going out to our good friends, JP and Wes, because I thought it was kind of funny. He was talking about, you don't know whether to fight or save your generation, but I just want to encourage everyone to do a little bit of both. And you know,
we're running out of time, so you can't
keep,
just...
Keep saving it. Keep saving it.
Alright, we... Well, I want to get this song in. It's like 10 minutes. It's an epic, epic song. It's the last song on the Heaven's Pregnant Teen LP by Some Girls, and I wanted to play you guys out with it because it is an incredible song. It's called Death Face, and this one goes out to Black Jesus. But this is Save Your Generation. Listen to us every Friday night at 8 p.m. on the Revere Radio Network. That's revereradio.net, revereradionetwork.com. You can find us over at tiredofbeingalive.com. And please, go to revereradio.net and donate, because that's how we stay on the air. This is listener-sponsored radio. Thank you. Stay on, because at 11 o'clock, Rob Revere himself will be going live in his show, and I know you don't want to miss that. If this is your first time listening to Revere, stick around and see what we have to offer. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.